Wherefore, girding up the loins of your mind, be sober, and set your hope perfectly on the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. The term wherefore brings us to an admonition to do something based upon a previously mentioned fact. So we ask the question, what is the wherefore therefore? As Peter addressed the elect who are sojourners of the dispersion, he emphasized the blessings provided to those who are in Christ as a living hope, an incorruptible and undefiled inheritance that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Peter speaks of the final resolution of their faith, even the salvation of your souls, as something the prophets sought and searched diligently as to what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did point unto. This great gospel that was preached unto them through the apostles by the Holy Spirit was referred to as things angels desire to look into. Having had such a great salvation provided to these brethren, Peter emphasizes how this great salvation should be manifested in their lives. With this in mind, let us consider what Peter said to them. First of all, he said, "Gird up the loins of your mind." The Apostle Paul put it this way, "If then ye were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are upon the earth." Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Secondly, he said, be sober. Be of a calm, steady state of mind. Thirdly, he said, set your hope perfectly on the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This favor that was brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ is one the Apostle Paul confirmed when he said, "For the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to the intent that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world." Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the admonition of the Apostle Paul, who said, "As children of obedience, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust in the time of your ignorance, but like as he who called you is holy, be ye yourselves also holy in all manner of living. Because it is written, ye shall be holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16.